Trust, a non-profit, non-political, and non-sectarian organization on the roster of the Economic and Social Council of the United Nations, and concerned with the establishment of world cooperation and goodwill, presents Inner Sight with your host, Robert Anderson. He, with Sarah and Dale McKechnie, President and Vice President of Lucis Trust, will discuss philosophical and spiritual topics essential to everyday life. Now here's your host, Robert Anderson.
Welcome. Inner sight is simply seeing that which is always present, but not yet fully recognized. You have, within you, the ability to see yourself and the world around you in a new way, with new eyes. So, stay with us, and together we'll look at the world and ourselves with inner sight. Our topic for today, Law of Rebirth. And before we get started, I'd like to give some credit to Alice Bailey, the founder of the Lucis Trust organization. Lucis Trust sponsors this show. And the main inspiration for the dialogue that you hear on this show comes from the works of Alice Bailey. And she wrote 24 volumes of books. And the following thought also comes from the works of Alice Bailey. The first law which must be laid down and to which the general public must be educated is that all souls incarnate and reincarnate under the law of rebirth. How are we affected by the law of rebirth?
I think in every imaginable way, because all of us are subject to this great law, whether we know it or not. All aspects of our life on earth in terms of conditions and opportunities and limitations are governed by the law of rebirth. And I think it is a recognition or a hunch, you might say, that more and more people share, because they've taken polls that have found that the vast majority of people do believe in rebirth, do believe in some kind of return to earth after death. But I imagine that there are as many different interpretations of what that means as there are people who hold that belief. And so often the traditional view of reincarnation has been to emphasize the material side, the impact on the form world. The real significance of reincarnation, I think, is that it has to do with consciousness, the growth of consciousness, the increasing sensitivity and awareness of relationships. But there's so much nonsense associated with reincarnation. I wonder if I had a dollar for everybody who's claimed to be Cleopatra. Why, I wonder, is that? That people emphasize the silly personality aspects.
And also the opposite of that, the many people still believe, I think, in the transmigration of souls, that one goes backwards into maybe come back as an animal of some kind or a bug. Mm-hmm. And so you mustn't kill a bug because you may come back as a bug. But it just doesn't work that way, because that's not the progressive way that is laid out by the law of rebirth. And it's one of the most important laws that affects all life on this planet, and in fact every planet in the solar system and the solar system as a whole. I mean, it's not just us here on Earth. It's a universal law that everyone and everything is subjected to.
It's interesting to be discussing the law of rebirth at a time when the news is filled with the case of Terry Schiavo and the decision being made to let her body die or not, which is given to the courts as seems proper. But it's interesting that we are considering this at the time of Easter, which is the promise of eternal life, and at the time when society is grappling with issues like the right to life, and that includes the right of the body to die. To me, it all hinges on what we mean by rebirth. The body dies, it's natural, the form disappears as it wears out its usefulness to the soul and the incarnating spirit. But those do not die, the soul does not die, the spirit can't be extinguished, it's the body that dies. And the law of rebirth to me is a very beneficent law that allows for the return in a more suitable body, a more suitable set of circumstances, with more useful talents and abilities. This is what lies behind evolution.
Yes, and I think the problem with, well, particularly here in the Western societies, is that we're too closely identified with the physical form, with the physical body, that is the person, that is, well, in this case of Terry Schiavo, that physical body is Terry Schiavo. And it isn't, really, because the real person, the being that once inhabited that body has moved on, and it's rightfully so, and that soul should be allowed to move on, because it will come back. It doesn't die. It comes back and repeats the process all over again.
We tend to think of birth as a beginning, that when a baby's born, it marks the entrance into the world of a new life. But according to the law of rebirth, that soul that comes into the world through the birth of a baby is picking up a thread that might be very, very old and renewing relationships that might be very ancient. So every life is not only a recapitulation of experience, but it's the assuming of old obligations, Alice Bailey says, and ancient responsibilities, and the rediscovery of old relationships, and the chance to pay back for old debts still owed, and a chance to make good on past wrongs, and to progress in areas of focus from past lifetimes that might have made considerable headway. I've often thought, for example, that I'd really love to be a great classical musician, but I don't see a lot of chance, because I would think that somebody who's really talented as a musician has been at this for lifetime after lifetime. And to me, that explains why we have these very young children who are prodigies. It's not that they are gifted in this lifetime, but that they have had many, many incarnations of perfecting their talent. So rebirth is a picking up of a thread and the renewing of old interests and loves and, I suppose in a few cases, old hatreds and obsessions. But it to me guarantees that the plan of God is extremely patient and works with a lot of repetition.
And we also have to bear in mind the purpose and the reason why the soul is doing this. And it goes back much deeper than the personality life. The behind it all is the need on this planet, especially, to work at perfection. And, you know, the Christ said, be perfect, even as your Father in heaven is perfect. And he was saying a great truth there, because that it goes to the very heart of the human experience and the human responsibility of the soul to effect this more perfect state in each life. And that's the essential reason why the soul works in the world, why it keeps coming back for time after time after time. And it's constantly building at the perfecting of the substance of this body's, not only the physical, but also the mental nature and the mental and the emotional nature. And it's constantly working at perfecting and lifting up the what they call the lesser lives, the smaller particles of substance that have to be vivified and the vibration rate raised and that sort of thing. And so it's that is really kind of the basic purpose why the soul undergoes this trial of incarnation and life after lifetime.
I wonder also if the soul doesn't depend on the law of rebirth to make its point, in the sense that many people don't seem to understand the truth of something until they've experienced it directly, until they've lived through the impact of something. They don't really believe on a fundamental level necessarily that it is either right or wrong. I'm thinking about the fact that the Bible says, whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. That depends on the law of reincarnation to work out its truth. We learn gradually over a long period of time that whatever we do comes back to us, and what we don't do also has its impact upon us, that we can't just escape wrong action. It has to be corrected somehow. This depends on reincarnation and on the law of cause and effect. And it's interesting that Alice Bailey says that of the two, the law of rebirth and the law of cause and effect, the law of cause and effect is of far greater importance, because that's how we learn to do right.
And there is a tendency among some societies, I believe, that hold to the law of rebirth, that make the correction in my next life. I won't do anything about it in this life. And so there is a tendency to relax what needs to be done, to relax and not to really work at making those corrections.
Really? Because that realization to me means you can't avoid it, so you might as well clear up the issue now. Otherwise, you're just postponing the payment.
For those people who just tuned in, you're listening to Inner Sight. And our topic for today, Law of Rebirth. We have a special offer from Lucis Publishing Company today, and it's the book Ponder on This. It's a compilation of extracts from all 24 books by Alice Bailey. I like this approach. It was my beginning approach to the Alice Bailey books, is reading Ponder on This. Ponder on This is very good because you can, they're very short, succinct chapters. And of course, a topic such as the law of rebirth or reincarnation, Alice Bailey explores it in great depth in other books, but here you can, there is a chapter on reincarnation in Ponder on This, but it's brief and it gives you an idea as to whether or not that should be your priority. So you could read Ponder on This and set up a priority of topics that you're interested in, and if you'd like, go explore them in greater depth than the more complete books. But the offer is, the discount is in the form of free shipping and handling. So it's available for $16. So what you need to do is send a check or a money order, $16, to Lucis Publishing, 120 Wall Street, New York, New York, 10005. Once again, a check for $16. Mention that you heard about the offer on the show, Inner Sight. $16, check our money order to Lucis, L-U-C-I-S, Lucis Publishing, 120 Wall Street, New York, New York, 10005. And we appreciate the financial support that you've given us in the past, and we hope that you continue to support us. That's what keeps us on the air. We're not really funded, and we don't really have a wealthy benefactor, so we'd appreciate it if you would continue giving us your financial support. And in order to do that, just send a check or money order, and send your donation to, by the way, and they're tax deductible, so send them to Lucis Trust, 120 Wall Street, New York, New York, 10005. Also, people who like to get in touch for us for a variety of reasons can certainly do so. And you can do that by sending, by giving us a call. You might want a general package of information explaining in greater depth what Lucis Trust is all about. Most frequently asked question is it a religion? Well, we can answer that now. No, Lucis Trust is not a religion. It's a spiritual philosophy organization. People from all walks of life and backgrounds are reading the Alice Bailey materials. But if you'd like to give us a call, do so at 1-866-695-8247. Once again, 1-866-695-8247. The easy way to remember the number is 1-866-NY-LUCIS. Think of 1-866-NY-LUCIS. Our website, www.lucistrust.org, and there's a lot of information on the website. And one reason to key into that website is we have an archived library of radio shows there, and you can look at a lot of different themes from Alice Bailey and listen to the prior shows that we've done. The current shows, if you wake up one morning and you miss the show, you can certainly hear the current show on a website WOR has. It's www.wor710.com, and you know, if you they hold it for about a week or a week and a half, and you can continue to get the current show on that. I was thinking, is the cycle of rebirth, is reincarnation, does it ever end?
I believe it does, at the level of the master, who is the soul that has evolved into a state perfect enough to not require rebirth in a physical body. And they exist on, according to the ageless wisdom, on levels of being and consciousness that don't incarnate in human form any longer. The experience of living on earth in a human body is for the perfecting of form and for the experience that it offers to the soul. It's not for the perfecting of the soul, Alice Bailey says, because the soul on its own plane is already perfect. To me, that's a very comforting thought. If we think too long about ourselves, we can become terribly discouraged at our limitations, because we know that there's so much work we still have to do. But if we remember that our soul on its own level is already perfect, then we realize that the reason for living on earth and undergoing the experience of human life is to provide the soul with a really fit and appropriate mechanism so that the consciousness of the soul, which is divine, can be anchored in earthly experience. That's why when we look around at the impact of the really great souls, they are people who have developed enough to be able to live out the impact of spiritual truths through the quality of their lives.
Yes, I think you mentioned the consciousness of the soul, and I think it would be good if one can try to take the position of the soul. How is the soul viewing this whole process of reincarnation and being subject to the law of rebirth? How does it look from the standpoint of the soul? Well, the soul has an entirely different perspective than we have it from our end, you know, here in the physical world, because it, as I think we said before, it comes into the world to work at the perfecting of the physical substance of the earth, primarily through the physical form of a human being. But it also is prompted by the incentive of sacrifice. The soul is endowed by the need and the recognition to sacrifice and play the great service in the great service of God. And that is one of the main impulses that drives the soul to do this work in the world. And if we take that into account and see this process working out from the soul's perspective, it makes a whole big difference. There is the fact that it is a group effort. We tend to see the soul as each individual's birth and death, but it's not. It's related also to a great group effort. There is a group soul at work, And that's another consideration to take into account. You're not alone in the world. You're part of a great group effort to bring about this perfecting effort, perfecting process.
One of the great mistakes about trying to understand the law of rebirth is to think of it as all about me, my soul returning to rebirth age after age. Alice Bailey says you can't think about the law of rebirth without considering, as you say, the impact of our group relationships, because we come to birth in terms of group relationship and for the working out of right relationships with the people whom we are closest to. So we have to look at our family, our friends, our closest associates and say, those are exactly the people my soul has chosen to bond with and to experience life with. And if I'm not very happy about it, well, I need to correct my attitude and I need to find a way to love them more. There's a beautiful saying from the Ageless Wisdom that says, those who are given to me to love upon the ways of life, I love and serve. I gaze upon them free from fear. To strengthen them within their souls, I dedicate myself. To me, that's an absolutely beautiful and inspiring way to look at all the people we're connected to, whether or not we especially like them, whether or not we find it easy to relate to them and understand them, whether or not they are particularly harmonious to us, is of no interest to the soul as I understand it. They are human and therefore they deserve our love.
And yes, and the soul, as I said before, the soul comes in with a different purpose in mind, which may not even register in our own consciousness. We go about our daily affairs, doing the things we do out of, because we're driven by our own personal desires, but the soul has its own agenda, its own intentions to work out, and it's may not have anything to do with our daily life, but the soul has, as you say, its own plans, its own, and all of this is set up before the birth happens.
And yeah, the whole span of the incarnation is known to the soul before birth.
Yeah,
right?
And I think that's a very important thing to bring out, because this is plan. The soul has its own plans for each life, and in fact, a whole series of lives. And it chooses the location, the physical location, the physical environment that it's going to incarnate in. The limitations in the built into the etheric nature, and also the family that it chooses. The family, perhaps for karmic reasons, perhaps it has to rework the relationship with these people in this family that it worked with before. So it's many considerations that the soul takes into account, which we're not really conscious of, but we find ourselves in this particular country, in this particular ethnic group, in this particular family, without any knowledge of why. But the soul has its own plans that it's working out.
That makes me wonder, I don't know if it's even proper to speculate on something like this, because we don't know, but I have wondered if the soul of Terry Schiavo has undergone this experience of, what, 15 years living in this state as an act of sacrifice to bring these issues of life and death and of the right to die and the length of time to which we should try to prolong attachment to form, to bring all of that to public attention so that we can think very, very hard and long about what society's and the family's obligations are to people who are profoundly injured and impaired. She might have undertaken this assignment for a contribution, and I hope we can learn from it. And and make her experience the limitation that her soul has undergone by being in this state, because I'm sure it is a limitation to the soul, make it worthwhile.
This is one of the big questions, the question of life and the question of death, and what are they, what is life and what is death, and these are the questions that are being raised exactly because of this Terry Schiavo case, and it's all to the good. Now, there is a lot of controversy. Everybody has their own opinion about what should be done in these cases, because there are hundreds of them taking place all the time in, you know, all the, throughout the world. So what is the correct procedure? And these issues are now being discussed and brought to the surface, and this is all to the good, because this whole question of what life is and the existence of the soul, that's one of the things that's not being discussed too much, that you never hear too much about that. The place that soul plays in the life and death process.
There's another interesting point about the experience of rebirth that it casts upon our concepts of heaven and hell. We often think that if we are bad, we will go to hell. If we are good, we will go to heaven. And yet, as Alice Bailey points out, karma and the law of rebirth pretty much assure that Earth itself will provide more than adequate a heaven and more than adequate a hell, depending on the choices we make. It all is played out for us to experience, and we have to remember that all of it is up to us. It's a matter of our will and our choice. Life isn't something that just happens to us. In fact, we generate exactly the right conditions based on past choices, desires, and reactions. So what we see as the quality of our life is what we have set in effect.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I agree.
Well, we have a special offer from Lucis Publishing Company. We certainly hope you're taking advantage of it. That's the Alice Bailey book, Ponder on This. Ponder on This is a compilation of extracts from all 24 books by Alice Bailey, including a chapter on reincarnation. The discount today comes in the form of free shipping and handling. It's available for $16. So what you need to do is send a check or money order for $16 to Lucis Publishing. That's L-U-C-I-S, Lucis Publishing, 120 Wall Street, New York, New York, 10005. Once again, Lucis Publishing, 120 Wall Street, New York, New York, 10005. If you need to call us up and contact for any reason, it's 1-866-695-8247. You've been listening to Inner Sight. Now we would like to close with a world prayer called the Great Invocation. It's a call for light and love and goodwill to flow into the world and into our hearts. Let's listen for a moment to these powerful words.
From the point of light within the mind of God, let light stream forth into human minds. Let light descend on earth. From the point of love within the heart of God, let love stream forth into human hearts. May the coming one return to earth. From the center where the will of God is known, let purpose guide all little human wills, the purpose which the masters know and serve. From the center which we call the human race, let the plan of love and light work out, and may it seal the door where evil dwells. Let light and love and power restore the plan on earth.